It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hello there. Welcome to this week's episode of the Scotty Myers Show. Of course, I'm your host, Scotty Myers, and joined once again by my lovely, talented, amazing wife, Natalie.
Are you just saying that because I just insulted myself?
No. No.
You're overcompensating?
No, not in the least bit. I'm repeating what people say online. I think people like you more than they like me.
Wow.
Which is really crushing my ego and keeping my therapist in business.
You're used to it by now.
Yeah, somewhat. Later on in the show, as we always do, we're going to get into geek news. Of course, as always happens, record the show, try and do it as late as I can on Wednesday night. And then it comes out Thursday morning. And of course, last week after we recorded the show, there was huge geek news in the Star Wars world that I haven't had a chance to talk about yet. So we'll get into all that a little later on. But as we start this week, you may remember a few episodes back, I was talking about Poshmark and you having success and nobody buying my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Update, sold something.
Yay for you.
That's right. And then two, I've been selling a lot of things online recently because we went to my mother's place and she had an entire closet full of some of my old stuff.
You guys feed off of each other with the collecting of stuff.
Well, I've always been a collector.
Yeah.
Like comics
and
baseball cards
and
stuff.
And that's what I'm saying, is like,
yeah,
it kind of, you're kind of feeding off from her as she is a hoarder, really.
There's, I'm gonna say borderline.
I mean, it's not like when you see on TV,
right,
on hoarders where it's like cat shit and dog shit and cat piss and dog piss.
Dead
and
cats.
And flat rats under piles of garbage and garbage. But there are certain similarities to the people who have seen on those shows. And, one of them is like, you know, cleanliness, the dust and accumulation of things that aren't needed, like cups just randomly everywhere. Like, oh, these are collector's item. This Samuel Adams glass that I got from a restaurant.
I have no idea where she got
it. It's like a Boston Pizza cup. I'm like, that's stuff that you steal.
Yeah,
when you're
you
at Boston
out with
Pizza, you put it in your purse and go, look what I just did.
Would that make her a klepto hoarder?
I don't know. I mean, I doubt your mom's stealing stuff, but it's, the closet in her spare bedroom was just full of your stuff. And any time we've been over there in the last like 3 years,
yeah,
plus, and tried to take your stuff away from her apartment, she puts up a fight. Don't take that. I'll keep it. I'll wear that. I'll listen to that. I'll watch that. And then it just keeps getting put away into a closet and collecting dust. And, you know, I continuously tell you, you could be making money off this stuff. You don't see it. It doesn't mean anything to you. It's not in front of your face. You're not enjoying these items. So let someone else enjoy it.
Yeah. So the one thing I will say about my mom being a hoarder, which I agree she has a lot of hoarding tendencies, but like when we watch the TV show, those people are constantly getting new shit. And she doesn't seem to be accumulating much new shit. It's
okay.
More like she just wants to hold on to the stuff she has.
That's still being a hoarder.
No, I know, but it's kind of crazy. And some of the stuff with me that was my stuff there, and the stuff just got left there because, you know, working in radio, I was moving.
Yeah.
And it was just, well, I can't pack everything, and I'll leave some of this stuff behind. And but some of the stuff that, like, we found this picture of me,
mm-hmm,
with a wrestler, Frankie Kazarian, good wrestler. But it was like, you know, nothing earth shattering.
It's like a meet and greet picture.
Yeah, it was a meet and greet picture. I'm a fan of his work. I think he's a good wrestler, but it's, you know, no offense to him, but it's not like it was me with Hulk Hogan.
Right.
You know, or something like that.
And you also weren't really proud of what you looked like in the picture.
That was when I was much bigger.
Not something that you are, like, dying to display.
No, it's not something I want to hang on the wall. So, you know, so I was like, just toss it.
Yeah.
You know, just toss it. And she did not know. She was like, I love that picture. I was like, I don't even think you've ever fucking seen this
probably
picture.
Probably has never seen it.
You know, and I know somebody could say, well, it's your mom. She likes every picture. And, no.
But no. If you look around her apartment, there are no pictures of you. There's really no pictures of anybody.
That's true.
Maybe people that she liked in a past life.
There's pictures of people from when she lived in California, and that's about it.
It's a good memory for her.
It's a great memory. Listen, if I had memories of living in California, I'd want to remember them all the time, too. But it was very weird. Like, her reaction to the picture I found very, very bizarre. But we cleared out the closet, and I got a bunch of CDs. That is the one thing, like working in radio, and especially when I was like a programmer and had to program like specialty shows, because I used to do like a hard rock metal show. I love the record reps to death. They're great guys, and they would just load you up with free CDs. It was just like, here, take this, listen to this.
They want you to play those artists.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, they, you know, so it was just like, give this a listen, let me know what you think. And you know, you take them because you're like, you don't want to be rude, and sometimes you find great shit. So a ton of CDs. I had some old figures that I'm going to get rid of.
How many CDs did you have?
It was like 300.
Yeah.
Roughly, ballpark.
Yeah.
Give or take.
And that was actually the second round, because like 2 years ago, we took a bunch of CDs out of there.
That was after I pared down to like those CDs I'm keeping to the one, like, because, you know, I need to have hard copies of those just in case this digital thing doesn't catch
up. Okay. Grandpa.
I'm a little worried about this digital thing, you know.
We'll go through those later.
Yeah, but yeah, so that was three. There's probably still like 100 that I kept, maybe less, but still. So yeah, 300, and they're going. Somebody's buying those, which is great. Probably own a CD store or something like
that.
Who
cares?
You can open a CD store with that.
Yeah, honestly, good on you for selling things and getting rid of stuff. And really, those things are being hidden. They're no value. You're not, I don't want to sound like the therapist on hoarders, but you're not honoring those items by allowing them to collect dust and get dirty and broken and smushed. You know, it's a waste.
I'll tell you, it's tough. Like, it's tough to sell some of the stuff because I look at it and I go, man, that is fucking cool. Like, there some old figures that, like, the old Todd McFarlane figures. If you ever bought, like, the Movie Maniac series and all this kind of stuff, they were so detailed and cool looking. And I'm pulling them out and I'm looking at them. I'm going, man, this stuff is awesome. I want to get rid of this. But I see your point as well. And yeah, it's gone.
Good, because you're making money that can go towards bills.
Yes.
And deplete some, you have to be a grown-up sometimes.
Which, if you listen to this podcast, you know I do not want to be a grown-up in any way, shape, or form.
If you ever think about those figures, or toys that you had as a grown man, it's called the internet. You can take a picture of something and go, okay, I have this picture of this thing I used to own. Or if you think, oh man, I want to look at some of those McFarlane toys, I'm going to just go online and look at them.
Yeah. Well, and I have my Funkos now.
Yeah, and that's the next thing to go.
Yeah, those.
But that's another thing. Like, you have to just be careful. Don't go overboard. And once those things get hidden away into a closet or start collecting dust, which I can see they are because you don't dust, then it becomes what's the point? What's the point of having these things if they're just getting collecting dust?
The Funkos bring me immense joy.
Okay, but you have to take care of them and take care of yourself. You have to honor the items.
I shall. I do need to dust them. But the fun, it's weird. The Funkos bring me immense joy. But I will say one of the stories that really proves your point about forgetting is the last time I was on the road for the long period of time when I was in Seattle and Portland. And that was when New York Comic Con was supposed to happen, but they did it virtually. And Funko released some limited edition ones. And I went all over the place looking for them. And I got the Nightwing, but there was a Snake Plissken from Escape from LA. And I was like, man, I'd love to have a Snake Plissken figure. And then when I was opening the box, I had one. Not a Funko one, but I had a...
Right.
But I had totally forgotten that.
Exactly. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. So I felt like a bit of an idiot.
No, I'm not being an idiot. It's just like that realization of like, oh, Natalie's right.
Can't say I've had that realization yet. Is that supposed to happen?
I'm not trying to be, and I guess I'm coming off as that, you know, I'm trying to change you or something. And I fear that that's what your mom is thinking, that there's this battle going on of like mother knows best versus the new woman in his life that shares a home with you. And I don't, I never said don't bring those things into our apartment or our house, but you better not fucking bring those things into our apartment at the same time. But it just doesn't seem like, if it's just sitting in a closet in your mom's apartment and no one is enjoying it,
yeah,
then you might as well get rid of the stuff, donate it, sell it to people who are going to appreciate it and use it and could do some good for somebody else.
And I agree. I do agree with that, but the Funkos are never going anywhere.
We'll see.
End of story. Listen, don't make me choose.
Between me and the Funkos?
The Funkos are cute. I'm not saying you're not, but they're super cute.
No, okay.
I'm joking. Let's move on to the off story of the week. I like it when they're science-based. Pardon me. I got a little frog in my throat there. So the headline for this that really made me say offs was life forms that, quote, shouldn't be there, found by scientists under Antarctic ice. The reason this made me go offs, oh for fuck's sakes, this is pretty much literally the plot of the movie The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, they're in Antarctica. There's some creature under the ice that they find and let loose, and it's a shapeshifter, and it starts killing everything. Like, this is literally the opening sequence of The Thing is happening right now. Because scientists are like, yeah, and it's apparently this life form that shouldn't be there is like clinging to the ice. So that must make it conscious at some, right? Because it's holding on to something.
I thought they were creatures, like animals.
Did
they
thing?
Discover that they're animals? No.
Oh,
this?
They found out they're animals?
I think so. I only read headlines.
I didn't see that. I read the article that was there, but didn't say anything about them being animals.
Well, maybe your article is a day old.
Maybe.
The world moves pretty fast, Scotty.
Well, it does, but regardless, I think we should be worried.
I think that's kind of one of those headlines that you click on thinking it's going to be something crazy, like UFOs, aliens, and then you realize, oh, it's just a new squid species, and that the headline was probably written by someone who likes The Thing.
That is potentially true. There's a lot of fans of The Thing, especially John Carpenter's version with Kurt Russell. But it did, it's, I would, like, I literally read that headline and in my head went, oh, for fuck's sakes, this is it. Like, this is the beginning of the end. Everything we were worried about in 2020, all the times people were like, that's enough 2020. Like, no, this. That's enough 2021. That this.
Yeah.
We're all fucked. It can shapeshift. We're screwed.
Uh-oh.
I don't know that it can shapeshift.
Probably not. It's probably just a squid.
It can.
Or it's James Cameron trying to find the Titanic.
He's down there banging, help! I took a wrong turn,
it's
help!
It's been 80 years!
And then somebody's like, this is why Avatar 2 hasn't come out yet. They thaw him out and he's like, I've got a new movie. It's another version of Pocahontas. That's basically what Avatar is.
Oh, I've never seen it.
What?
Yeah, I told you the story.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you got sick.
I got motion sickness. IMAX 3D. I lasted 15 minutes and had to leave.
It's on Disney Plus. You want to watch it?
No.
You got to get ready for the sequels.
I think I'm all right.
You sure?
I'm not missing much.
I enjoyed the hell out of it. We're going to move on to the geek news of the week. I know you usually take off, but you were a fan of The Mandalorian. Do you want to stay for the first story?
Sure.
Just what you think. So this happened literally right after we got done last week recording. It came out that Gina Carano, who played Cara Dune, both seasons of The Mandalorian, had been fired
mm-hmm.
by Lucasfilm. Basically, the story goes because of her tweets, which were a little out there.
Yep.
Definitely some anti-COVID stuff, anti-masker stuff. I think the one that the report that I read that pushed them over the edge was because she was right wing and, you know, people were giving her a hard time for it, or her, at least her views seem very right wing. She compared her life to living in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, or just that people and their political beliefs reminiscent today of, yeah, being a Jew in Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
It's like, not a comparison that anyone should be making, like, honestly.
No, like, and it's sad because I really enjoyed her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, Cara Dune wasn't like a super deep character.
Could have been, though.
But could have been. And when you talk about the shows that are coming, that Rangers of the New Republic, to me, seemed like it was going to be maybe Cara Dune led.
There was something there. I mean, I definitely would have a lot of questions as a viewer, a non-Star Wars educated viewer of Mandalorian, thinking like, what's the tattoo on her face? Why is she there? Where does she come from? And why is she so angry? And, you know.
Yeah. So to me, there was a lot to the character. Now, initially, it was like, well, what are they going to do with the character? And a report came out today that said they are expected to recast it.
Okay.
Because apparently Disney and Star Wars, Lucasfilm people, they did have plans for that character going forward. So they are expected to recast Cara Dune going maybe for Mandalorian Season 3 or, like I said, that Rangers of the New Republic show. I mean, Gina Carano is like a... Like, she was a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
So she's a, like, you know, big... I'm trying to think of who could step into that role and still be the physical kind of embodiment that she was. And, the only name that popped up in my head was Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Lawless? Xena?
She was a warrior princess.
No offense to the older ladies, but she's got to be like 60 years old.
I don't know how old she is. I haven't kept tabs on. It's like I said, Linda Carter.
No, but it's not the right age group. It's not going into the future.
I don't know who's out there.
I don't think they should recast it at all. I think they should just have a new character and a new, you know, keep the same sort of history background that Cara Dune would have had, but don't try to recast it. It makes it so obvious.
And it's going to be
tough. It stands
out
more.
It's going to be tough because, especially when somebody has a unique look like that, and it's not like she was in a mask or helmet
right.
or anything like that. So you're instantly going to be like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's not, you know. Hmm. So I think it's kind of tough. Apparently, the one thing I will say, like, I feel a little bit, because according to her, I feel a little bad for her story is that she didn't find out she got fired until she saw it on social media, which I'm like, is true, that's a shitty way to find out you got fired. I'm willing to bet that's not the case.
I'd like to think that somebody would have said, this is your first warning, this is your second warning. This is your first written warning, you know, like a typical office of like now, and then a year later, it's now is typed out on a letterhead from the company. So we really mean business now. So don't do it again. And then a year later, it's like, okay, now we have to write out the warning, talk to you in person, and get HR, corporate involved, and then the person's employed for 20 more years.
So she has to go through the same firing process as like a cashier at McDonald's.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, I really don't. I'm sure Lucasfilm or Disney has an HR person.
I would hope so.
So I'm
if
sure
not, I'll take that job right now.
I'm sure that the process was followed. I don't think you can just shoot a, you know, fire somebody over social media. Come on.
Well, the thing is that rumors and that happen so fast now that sometimes there was a coach in the NFL a season ago that found out from a report on the NFL network that he was being fired because the report leaked before he went in for the meeting that day that he was having. I'm sure he was expecting to be fired, but he woke up to reports that he was being fired.
Who knows? Who knows the real truth about all these things? And yes, the world moves very quickly.
I say Lucy Lawless is probably the best bet. So if you have any other suggestions for recasting Cara Dune, which is apparently what they're going to do, you can let us know.
Me! I'm already beefy. I'll tattoo my face for real.
Whoa, that is commitment. And I am all for you doing that.
Yeah,
listen,
I'm beefy.
If you,
you want me to get beefier? Is that what you're saying?
Listen, you got to do what's going to make you happy. And if you being part of the Star Wars universe is what's going to make me, you happy,
You want me to be a beefcake? A lady beefcake.
Listen, I'm just saying, if your lifelong dream is to be part of Star Wars, I will not stand in your way. I will do anything I can to support you.
It's really not.
What about Kate Beckinsale for Cara Dune?
No.
Okay. I'm just spitballing ideas.
You can't go from a UFC player to a plastic surgery goddess of Hollywood. You have to go a little more D-list.
I'm at a loss. If you have a suggestion, the Scotty Mars Show on Facebook and Instagram at Scotty Mars. On Twitter. Continuing on, we'll stick in the Star Wars galaxy. Rian Johnson, of course, the director of the, we'll say, polarizing in a nice way, The Last Jedi. He, of course, was announced to have his own Star Wars trilogy, and all reports say that that still is a go, although nobody knows when, nobody knows any details about the story, anything like that. It's just Rian Johnson is still working on his Star Wars trilogy at some point. And the thing is as much as I have issues, putting it nicely, with The Last Jedi, I am a fan of Rian Johnson's films, his solo film, like the stuff he's done outside of Star Wars. I think he's a good filmmaker. So I think maybe his own Star Wars trilogy away from, you know, the Skywalker narrative and that was going through the sequel trilogy, maybe it'll be better because he won't be shackled by expectations and a story that, you know, obviously he wanted to take in a different direction than everybody else did. So I'll be excited for his trilogy whenever it comes out. Switching over to Marvel, just one little Marvel tidbit this week. George St. Pierre, another former UFC fighter turned actor, has confirmed that he is returning as Batroc in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Of course, he had a brief appearance as the character at the beginning of Captain America Winter Soldier, and now he has confirmed that he's coming back for the TV show, which is pretty cool. And the cast is rounding out very, very nicely for that one. We're going to switch over to DC news, and Aquaman, King of Atlantis, an animated show heading to HBO Max that's produced by James Wan, the man behind the very successful Aquaman solo film. We got our first look at that, at their kind of TV preview, and the art direction, very odd. The best I can describe the art, it reminded me of the new Thundercats. If you've seen the art for that, it's kind of weird looking, a little bit kiddish. I was very surprised. I figured the art was going to be a bit more serious. But, you know, who knows? The content could still be very, very serious. But the biggest thing that jumps out to me is the eyebrows. It really, like, it's just, they're not practical underwater eyebrows is my biggest thing. They seem very thick and bushy, and I think that would slow you down. Whether you're King of Atlantis or not, I think thick eyebrows would slow you down underwater. So anyway, a very odd art direction, but hopefully the story makes up for it. Sticking with HBO, they have said that a new Constantine series is in the works, and it's going to be a spinoff of the Justice League Dark series that is already in development at HBO Max. And word is they are looking to recast John Constantine. Of course, a lot of people were hoping Matt Reeves would continue, as he's done a great job both with the NBC show and then into Legends of Tomorrow and all that kind of stuff. It seems like they are looking to go in a different direction with a brand new Constantine. So be curious to see who they end up getting to be John Constantine. He's a great character to play. I'm sure lots of actors will be lining up to get that role. And then the last big news that we got in the DC universe was on Valentine's Day. Zack Snyder delivered a little love letter to us all by dropping the trailer for Zack Snyder's Justice League. And I've got to say, if my excitement for this film was not already peaking, it went through the roof watching this trailer. It had a little bit of everything in the trailer. We had a nice look at Darkseid. We had a couple of really good looks at Steppenwolf. We saw Desaad, Granny Goodness. We saw, they released it in a little teaser earlier in the week, but we saw Black Suit Superman in action. We saw a little bit more of the Flash. And the big thing was the end of the trailer. We got in the nightmare world, You know, you remember the nightmare sequence of Batman versus Superman and whatnot. In that world, we saw Batman and a little one-on-one with the Joker. Jared Leto's Joker, which it was a cool little, maybe 15 seconds at the end of the trailer. It wasn't much, but it was enough to just really make you want to see this entire film, which, again, March 18th is when it's hitting HBO Max. And I've watched the trailer a bunch of times. I keep picking out little different things throughout it, but it looks like everything you want in the Justice League movie and more. And of course, we get 4 hours of it. And if you haven't seen the trailer yet, for some reason, it's all up on our social media pages, The Scotty Mars Show on Facebook, at Scotty Mars on Twitter. So go check it out. And that will do it for this week's edition of the show. Until we chat again, have a great week.